AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Escaped Alabama jail inmate Casey White and former Lauderdale County jail official Vicky White are in custody in Evansville, Indiana. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says the two were caught near Evansville after a chase with U.S. Marshals. Casey White was driving when the truck wrecked and he surrendered. Vicky White was taken to a hospital. The two had been the target of a nationwide manhunt over the past 10 days when Vicky White helped engineer the escape of Casey White, who was awaiting trial in a capital murder case. Sources tell the AP congressional Democrats want to add another $7 billion to President Biden's proposed $33 billion Ukraine package. A House vote could take place as early as tomorrow. Today at the White House, President Biden signed a bill that revives a World War II-era lend-lease program to make it easier to get arms and military equipment to Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is even more costly. That's why we're staying in this.
Russian President Vladimir Putin, in his Victory Day speech, avoided talking about any specifics about the war. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We still heard some of the same bluster, some of the same falsehoods, some of the same, quite frankly, just untruths in terms of his rhetoric that we've heard from the beginning.
Investors remain jumpy about the markets, concerns about rising interest rates and what's happening in China, adding to the concerns. Bankrate.com's Greg McBride.
If the cost of money, interest rates, has to go up as much as it looks like it's going to need to in order to tame inflation, might that topple the economy into recession?
Federal Reserve says the Russian invasion of Ukraine and inflation bypass the pandemic as threats to the economic stability. This is AP News. The Washington Post wins the Pulitzer Prize in Public Service Journalism for its January 6, 2021 coverage. Here's the AP's Ed Donahue.
The Post was honored for its coverage of the Capitol riot. Pulitzer's Marjorie Miller says the Post found numerous problems and failures in political systems and security before, during, and after the riot.
Providing the public with a thorough and unflinching understanding of one of the nation's darkest days.
Five Getty Images photographers were awarded one of two Pulitzer Prizes in breaking news photography for their coverage of the riot. The other went to Los Angeles Times correspondent and photographer Marcus Yam for work related to the fall of Kabul in Afghanistan. The Pulitzer Prizes also awarded a special citation to journalists of Ukraine, acknowledging their courage, endurance, and commitment in covering the Russian invasion, which is still ongoing. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.